Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm here today with Leslie Roach. She's the CEO of Transformative System Solutions LLC, a company that transforms companies to reach their optimal potential. Today, Leslie and I are going to talk about her favorite social media platform and why. So with that introduction, I'll welcome Leslie. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. It's really good to hear your voice. How's the weather there in Ohio?
The weather is absolutely stunning. 80 degrees, sunny, and no humidity, like it is all the time here in Cleveland, Ohio.
And I'm here in Houston, and I'm looking out the window, and it is storming.
Yikes.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about social media platforms and our favorite one and why it's our favorite one. Well, for me, Jack, my favorite social media platform is LinkedIn. I love it. It's a tool that I use every day, and I also recommend it for my clients. And for my clients, and remember, I transform companies and individuals, and I help them to reach goals. And so LinkedIn is a tool that helps us to do that. It's a professional platform, and it's really moved from, it's really become much greater than what it was intended to be. It's a little clunky. I still am not that fond of the interface, but what I like about it is that it's not just the online resume that it was intended to be, but it is also a way that we can share professional happenings that are occurring in our workplace. So that's why I like it. Do you use LinkedIn, Jack?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm still not a master at LinkedIn. In fact, even though I've taken a couple courses to learn how to use it more effectively, I still don't believe I really have it mastered. I see all of these platforms in terms of like my embassies, and all of these embassies like LinkedIn, like Twitter, like Facebook and so forth, even though I believe LinkedIn is probably the best from the professional business standpoint, I see them all as embassies that represent my content or me in the social platform world. So I basically post on LinkedIn, a blog post, and I'm hoping that by doing those blog posts that I can actually bring people back to my main content, which is my main website. How do you use yours?
I like using blog posts. I started doing blog posts, I guess it was last year sometime, and I noticed that when I was blogging on LinkedIn, I began to get more professional inquiries. So I found that those were very useful for me for helping me to grow my consulting practice. Now, one of the other things that I like to use LinkedIn with is checking in. So once per week, I will send about 10 notes, you know, give or take a few, to people who are in my LinkedIn contacts list. And I will just send them a quick note and say, you know, so for example, for you, I'd send you a note and I'd say, hey, Jack, I'm just checking in. How are things going for you? Send me a note when you get a chance. Just something really quick. I'll do it using the LinkedIn email platform. So LinkedIn allows you to send emails to people who are on your contact list. And then usually people will respond back to me and they'll say, oh, good to hear from you.
Good.
Or my business is doing such and such, or we just won a new contract. So I like that ability to check in with somebody and find out how they're doing without having to pick up the phone. I'm not really a big phone person. I prefer online, and I really prefer writing and using platforms like LinkedIn, sometimes Facebook, to just check in and see how people are doing.
Well, can you help me, Leslie? Like, I'm wondering, when you post or when you write something on your LinkedIn profile, does that go out to all of your contacts? Are they notified every time you update something, or how does that work? Because I'm always wondering, yeah, I have all these contacts, but these contacts, is that considered they opted in because they became my contact? And can I use those like in a database management, or how does that work?
Well, I guess you could use that in a type of database management. But one thing I caution you about, Jack, is posting too frequently. LinkedIn is for professionals, and so people are expecting to see professional content on there. Mm-hmm. And if you're posting 5 or 6 times a day, I personally think that's a little too much.
Right.
And if you have, you post once a week. Okay.
Right.
I think that's fine. I might post a couple of times a week. I probably will not post more than 5 times a week, because all of those people who are my contacts and people who are also following me are seeing that content that I post. And I don't want to interfere with their work lives by having them continually look and see what I've posted, because it comes through and it's this constant feed and they can see that. And I don't want them to say, oh gosh, it's Leslie again, and look, she can't stop posting on LinkedIn.
Right.
So I'm kind of frugal with how I use it.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I would like to be able to know how to better use it. I don't know all the ins and outs. I've got roughly 1,000 contacts, but I must tell you, you know, I don't know all those contacts. I probably know maybe less than 100 personally, and that always bothers me. And when I started in LinkedIn, when it first came out, that's basically how it all went. The reason why I have as many as I do is just from my business work and making connections in different areas where I've worked.
I'm curious, because you mentioned that you might not know those people very well. Have you ever considered, Jack, going through your contact list and taking a cull and removing some of those people that you might not work with anymore or might not know very well?
Yeah, I mean, I've never really, obviously it's a time issue. I just, you know, with such a limited amount of time during the day, I don't think about the housekeeping measures in LinkedIn. I'm focused on, you know, basically trying to market my company, build my brand. And you're right, I haven't really thought that much about housekeeping.
On occasion, you might want to consider going through LinkedIn on your contact lists and culling some of those people that you don't know anymore. You're not close to the cap. There's a 30,000 contact cap.
Oh, so wow.
Yeah. So neither you nor I are really close to that right now. But when you reach 30,000, then you can't add any more contacts to your list. And so you might want to consider going through your LinkedIn profile and removing some of those people that are more passive, might not be interested in having you as a contact, or maybe from a career so long ago that that's no longer your area of expertise or interest. So you could consider doing that.
Yeah. So now do you basically, I have the free version of LinkedIn. I don't pay. Are you in the free version or do you have the paid version?
Right now I'm using the free version. I've used the paid version before. I find LinkedIn Premium to be very good for recruiting.
Okay.
But yeah. Also, if you are a former member of the military, I understand that LinkedIn will give a military member a premium account. Now, it's a limited duration, but I think it's maybe a year. So you don't have to pay to use premium if you are coming back into the workforce from the military.
That's nice.
Well, it's very nice. Right now, though, I'm using the free version. I'm very happy with it. Some of the things that you can do with the premium version, if you do care to pay, and they have different types of programs that you can pay for, is if you are in a premium account, well, then you can look to see who is checking you out. So who is coming in and looking at your profile, which is very, very good if you're in a career transition and you're looking to move into a different type of position, or you're actively looking for a job. Well, then you can look to see who's looking at you. And then if you want, you can send them a note, or if they're a potential employer, well, then you can start following their company. So it does, that premium account does allow you a little more flexibility and visibility into what other companies and people are doing.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, because I know that sometimes when I try to email like a second tier contact, it won't allow me to do it, which I can see that it says in the premium version that you can do it. And then I also see a lot that in terms of the search engine optimization, how do you use any of that in LinkedIn? Do you actually subscribe to certain keywords in certain areas of your expertise and basically use those keywords in your LinkedIn profile?
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jack. I am not doing that right now. I use Google Alerts right now to give me information on things that I am curious about or just want to know about. But in LinkedIn, no. That's something that I should probably consider exploring. How are you using LinkedIn right now to help grow your company? I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, I have my experience. I don't have a resume on there, even though more or less your history is like your resume. And what I help people do is basically build their platforms and monetize those platforms, because I'm a firm believer in LinkedIn as a platform, but it's only one aspect of people who know you. I mean, I blog about personal development, business development, and this whole idea of strategy and purpose. So I'm not only looking at the professional people, I'm also looking at non-professional people or people, in direct businesses. So I'm kind of not probably using LinkedIn to the best of my abilities, but I would like to learn more, and it's hard to find out where to go learn more about it.
Well, one way to learn more about it is to take some of those YouTube classes on the internet. I know I've done a few of those.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Oh yeah, they're fun. But also I teach a LinkedIn class. So occasionally when enough people come to me and say, could you teach a class? Well, then I'll sign up and teach a class at the local library or someplace like that, a community center. Oh. So that's how you can learn. You probably have a number of those classes being taught in your community center right now.
But they're more on a basic level, correct?
Yes and no. I have taught a basic LinkedIn class for people who just barely know how to use a computer. And then I've also taught a LinkedIn class for professionals who are in career transition. And those classes for professionals who are in career transition, those tend to be offered at nighttime. Because during the day people are working and they don't really have time to take a class. So check your newspaper, local library for classes that might be offered at night for using LinkedIn for professionals. Jack, I would like to ask you a question.
Sure.
So you're using LinkedIn, and I'm actually sitting on your profile right now. I'm looking at it. Yeah, it's a very nice profile. So one of the things I'm curious about is you appear to be a very active LinkedIn user.
And how is that showing up on my profile?
Well, you have more than 500 contacts.
Okay.
So somebody who has more than 500 contacts is somebody who's spending some time curating his LinkedIn presence, growing his company. Plus, the other thing I noticed is that you have actually taken the time to put a very nice picture up there and a very nice banner. It's so professional looking.
Thank you.
And then you're blogging too. You have some articles. But my question for you is, in LinkedIn, what would you say, Jack, is the best LinkedIn tool or application that you are using right now that helps you to grow your company? If you were just to give one, just one recommendation regarding LinkedIn, what would that be?
Well, okay, as I told you, I'm not really familiar with all the different features and benefits of LinkedIn, but I can tell you I'm finding that blogging from my home site, which is my jackthomason.com, it's a WordPress site that I blog from once a week, and that I have automatically connected to my LinkedIn platform. So I believe, as you said, all of my activity is really through my home website. It's connected to LinkedIn. So I'm not actually going on LinkedIn every day, you know, once a week. I'm basically just connected to it. So when I post a blog, it automatically goes over to my LinkedIn profile. So I'm thinking blogging, to answer your question, I think blogging probably for me is what I'm using the most. I didn't realize what you said, though. This was interesting because I didn't realize the difference between the blogging and the articles on LinkedIn. And you're right. I have some articles up there, just a few. What is the difference between posting articles and from the blogging side? That's also interesting.
Actually, they're the same.
They are, so when okay.
I blogged a few times on LinkedIn. I like it because I don't have to maintain a separate WordPress site as you're doing. It takes a lot of time to blog in a couple of different areas. And I find that as an executive, I don't always have time to do that.
Right.
So I like being able to blog from LinkedIn. I need to follow your example though and do it more.
Yeah.
Because when you're blogging on LinkedIn, all of the people who are in your contacts list and following you, and I see that for one of your recent articles, 1,098 followers were looking at that. So those followers who read your article also have followers. And so when one of your followers, say it's me, clicks on this article that you've written called How to Change Your Outcome. So when they click on it and read it and make a comment on it, then other people can see that as well. Hmm. So if I click on that and read it, then somebody that is following me but not following you will be able to see that I looked at that particular article. And then they can go in and read that article. So that increases your span of influence as an executive, which could potentially increase revenues and customers for you.
Hmm. It's interesting. I didn't realize, again, I don't go on LinkedIn enough, excuse me, to know that. But I have been thinking recently, I do notice that some people write directly from LinkedIn, which I don't do, which I just told you about. Now, is that where they would actually go on the articles and blog from that section of LinkedIn?
Yes. You can post a blog message or a blog posting in LinkedIn. You can do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can also comment on other people's blogs. So when somebody writes an article that I find interesting, well, then I'll comment on it. And then all of the people in my contact list will see that. So, for example, I've been posting a lot of and commenting on Vistage content lately. So
correct.
You might be familiar with Vistage. It's
It's
an organization that CEOs belong to.
Yes. I used to be a member for about 8 or 9 years. It's a fantastic organization.
Yeah. Yes. It's a very good organization. So I'll read some content posted by a Vistage member. And I'll comment on that. And then I'll notice that when I comment on that, well, then the people who follow me might be inspired to ask me questions about Vistage about the work that I'm doing in Vistage or, you know, something like that. So it does help to grow my span of influence and also helps me if I have a message that I would like to, that I'd like to release to my contacts. It's a little... what I like about it is it's a little less obvious.
Right.
It's not in-your-face marketing, which I don't like and I'm not really very good at anyway.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, Leslie, it's been a real pleasure talking with you today. And if folks are interested to reach out to you on your website, do you want to just kind of give a quick plug for your website?
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you, Jack. What I would suggest is that, yes, I do have a website, and my company name is Transformative System Solutions, LLC, but you can reach me on my website, which is Transforms, TRANSFORMSS.com. You can also send me an email, and my email is Leslie@Transforms.com. And just remember that we tried to be cute, so Transforms has two S's.
Oh, got it. Got it. Well, that's great. And I really appreciate you taking this time to be on the show today. And I look forward to having you on the show in the near future.
Oh, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Leslie. Bye-bye.
Bye.